Holly and Susie to accompany me in another ballad. This time, the ballad of Jack Ryan, which some of you may know. Holly, I think, put it best when she said it was a tale of a star, his roadie, and a groupie. Only, instead of being set at the Fillmore or Carnegie Hall, it's set in some medieval castle, and the star is the fiddler, Jack Ryan, the roadie is his boy, Tom, and the groupie is a countess. And... out of salt water or water from a marble stone or milk out of the maiden's breast or baby she had none. He sat and he fiddled in the castle hall and he played them fast asleep, except it was the young countess who for love she stayed away. And first he played a slow, slow air and then he played it brisk and gay, and oh dear love, behind her hand this lady she did say, ere the day has by a side, lie down and sleep.
tune on the dulcimer. Yeah. Not quite. That's good. Okay. This is a tune I learned from Bert Levy, late of North Carolina. The tune's called Ducks on the Pond, and if you listen carefully, you can hear the ducks. If you listen carefully, you can hear the dulcimer.
After Ducks on the Pond, we've got The Bird in the Bush. This is the title of an English erotic song. somebody said you can't possibly do a set without doing one of them. I have many favourites, but this, when I'm really pushed to it, is my favourite of this kind of symbolic song. The symbolism in it will present no one with any brain teasers. It waved the petticoats to and fro. They met with some young man they knew. They met with some young man they knew. And they asked it of him if he had any skill to catch them a small bird or two. Oh, yes, I've a very good skill. Oh, yes, I've a very good skill. So it's come along with me to the yonder And I'll catch you a small bird or two. So away to the greenwood when they, so away to the greenwood when they. And he tapped at the bush and the bird it did fly in. A little above her lily white knee. Then her sparkling eyes they did turn round, just as if she had been in a swoon. And she cries, oh, I've a bird and a very pretty bird. And he's pecking away at his own ground. He's a health to the bird in the bush. He's a health to the bird in the bush. And we'll drink down the moon, and we'll drink up the sun. Let the neighbors say little or much. Finish with a contemporary song, one written by Peggy Seeger. Very, very fine songwriter. It's called I'm Going to Be an Engineer. And it sounds as though a good number of you have already heard it and probably have read the introduction and sing out that Peggy wrote. But just for those of you who haven't, let me just give a brief preamble to the song. I gather that in this country, the word engineer tends to be used somewhat more specifically than in England. Over here, you tend to think of either a train driver or a kind of white-collar design engineer. In England, we have a whole range of skilled factory workers, skilled mechanics in factories, that are deemed to be qualified engineers. So that's the kind of engineer she's talking about. Oh, God.
Is it beginning to rain?
It is.
If it's beginning to rain, no?
Okay.
It's just the wind.
I just don't want my
amazing sound.
Stopping.
It's not.
Why is everybody so paranoid?
So in fact, the factory that she works at is mentioned in here. It's called Vickers. Actually, the full title is Vickers Armstrong, but I have nothing to do with it. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, won't you be a lady? It's your duty for to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, then maybe you'll be glad. bossy says, I'll pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth equal pay. A bitch or a tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. And an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby. As a daughter and a wife, a lover and a dear. So I fight them as a woman, not a lady. Yes, I fight them as an
song, which we found out in the woods. Many of the seamen used to change jobs quite frequently from being seamen into logging people, and actually the sea shanty, the word shanty comes from the log shanty that they would live in and sing these songs in, and then maybe make them sea songs or vice versa. Of all the harbors, east or west, there is one port that I love best. Whichever way the wind doth blow, I dream of the Bonny Bay of Biscay. The girl I love is awaiting there. Her eyes are blue and her golden hair. It's eastward high and westward low, but return to the Bonny Bay of Biscay. At night in my hammock, I do sleep as I sail along with the briny deep. The trench to range and the wind doth blow. I dream of the Bonny Bay of Biscay. The girl I love is awaiting there. Her eyes are blue and her golden hair. The seas are high and westward low, but return to the Bonny Bay of Biscay. In 2 more years I will settle down with a wife in this old seaport town. She's dearer, she's sweeter, and far I know than the wines of the Bonny Bay of Biscay. The girl I love is awaiting there. Her eyes are blue and her golden hair. It's eastward high and westward low, but return to the Bonny Bay of Biscay.
This is a fiddle tune we ran across, which is supposed to be sort of an argument or a fight between an old man and an old woman. They fought the key of A minor. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Song from the Bahamian Islands. Where many of the songs that we found on the mainland have been found in a different form because they've been brought over by sailing men and learned by the natives there and then changed due to their isolation.
Go and dig my grave old long and narrow, make my coffin neat and strong.
Dig my grave both long and narrow, make my coffin neat and strong.
Neat and strong,
dig my grave both long and narrow, make my coffin neat and strong.
Shine like a star,
our souls will
shine like a pretty little star.
Our souls will shine like a star, Lord, I'm bound for when I die.
Souls will shine like a star,
our souls will
shine like a pretty little star.
Our souls will shine like a star, Lord, I'm bound for when I die.
Sally, this is the two versions of a song. With all these strings, with one string less, maybe I can use your banjo. Can you imagine a banjo shot out from me in the middle of... two versions of a song called Sally Gooden, and we found that they came from different parts of the United States, one from the South and one from the North, but they both work together, at least part of them do, so we put them together toward the end.
Thank you.
Now the program is on the other banjo, you see.
First come to town, they called me the Rolling Jewel. Now they change their tune, they call me Katie Cruel. Little I-O, oh, little I-O day. Oh, if I could where I would be, then would I be where I am not? Here am I where I must be, go where I would, I cannot. Little I-O, oh,
that song that Katie Cruel goes back to the American Revolution. I think they're sending it next week. No, I mean, it goes back to the American Revolution. We learned it from Bill Binding on the coast of Maine. The next song, tune, we're taking a trip from Staten Island to Cincinnati, Ohio. At least that's what the names of the two tunes seem to indicate. It's not the weather about in terms of tuning the instruments, it's just that we don't know how to tune them. He just whispered in my ear.
Thank you.
probably of all the songs that we've heard and learned, I guess our favorite are Songs from the Sea. And we like to sing two sea shanties, work songs. Me mother owned the boarding house, hullabaloo-ballay, hullabaloo-ballay, and all the boarders were out to sea, hullabaloo-ballay. A fresh young fella named Shallow Brown, hullabaloo-ballay, hullabaloo-ballay, followed me mother all round the town, hullabaloo-ballay. One night me father was on the crown, hullabaloo-ballay, hullabaloo-ballay. Me mother ran off with Shallow Brown, hullabaloo-ballay. Me father says, young my boy, hullabaloo-ballay, hullabaloo-ballay. To which she quickly made reply, hullabaloo-ballay. Me father slowly pined away, hullabaloo-ballay, hullabaloo-ballay. Because me mother returned the next day, hullabaloo-ballay. Hole on the ball and the bully ships are rolling.
Hole on the ball and the bowling.
Oh, hole on the ball and the top and the mainsail bowling.
Hole on the ball and the bowling. Oh,
hole on the ball and it's a far cry to payday.
Hole on the ball and the bowling.
Oh, hole on the ball and Kitty is my darling.
Hole on the ball and the bowling.
Oh, hole on the ball and Kitty comes from Liverpool.
Hole on the ball and the bowling. Oh,
hole on the ball and your good ship is a rolling.
Hole on the ball and the bowling. Oh.
Last two songs, one is called Dusty Miller, and one would think about a miller getting all kinds of flour on him and looking dusty. However, it may also be named after a plant which is found all the way from Cape Cod out to the deserts of the Southwest, a little plant called Dusty Miller, covered with hair. Very nice little plant. And the second part is Mason's Apron. So we're getting either the millers or the flowers together. The flowers go in the mason jar. That's how it all comes together.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the Trailside School.
Please.
And we'd like to remind you that you can just pick out one of them and ask them about the school if you're interested in it, or take a run up to the Fish and Singing Gathering booth up there and book. Another car. Before we mount the car, though. Fox Hollow runs as well as it does because of an awful lot of people who volunteer to help. And at the moment, we need some more volunteers. So if some people would like to volunteer, we need volunteers, and you go right to the information booth, and they'll tell you what you're volunteering for. No, we do need some help, and anybody that would like to help, I'd like to lend a hand if you want to go, preferably over this high.
Fenning's All-Star String Band, there. Our fiddler tonight, as is every night, and every day, is Tom McCreesh. Relatively new to the band, on the piano, and vocal chords in a few minutes, is Toby Fink. You're supposed to introduce me.
The man who needs no introduction.
Okay, get out.
Bill Spence.
What is it? It's Harrison's. Alrighty. We'll just play it. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
I'm gonna throw Chuck a curve up there. I'm gonna use this mic and this mic. Okay. Tom, you use it. That way I can hear you better.
Oh dear.
Oh, and I'm gonna use finger picks on this. How many of you know this song? Okay. Well, there's a chorus that goes, I think of you as the night rolls by. You're on my mind the whole day through. Far away in a lonesome city, all the time you're gone, I think of you. Even if you only get all the time you're gone, I think of you, that's fine. Let's sing part of it. Here we go. Now I can't even think of the first word. I look to see the wildflowers blooming. Wonder why it seems so plain. Springtime rides brown hills over. Young birds sing in a silver rain. I think of you as the night rolls by. You're on my mind the whole day through. Far away in a lonesome city, all the time you're gone, I think of you. And when my world has turned to sunlight and the dust clouds stand in a summer sky, I'll number all the climbing roses, watch to see the milkweed fly. I think of you as the night rolls by. You're on my mind the whole day through. Far away in a lonesome city, all the time you're gone, I think of you.
We're going to take a little trip on the Georgia Railroad. Peter and I, we went fishing.
Georgia Railroad, I am bound.
I caught a big mud cat, put him in the kitchen.
Georgia Railroad, Georgia gal.
Sheep were put to pasture.
Georgia Railroad, I am bound.
The gal said, sheep, can't you go a little faster?
Georgia Railroad, Georgia gal.
Harp tune. There's an incredible group from Ireland called the Chieftains, who many of you have heard. Well, I understand being in this country in another month or so. And one of the tunes on their fourth album is an O'Carolan tune. O'Carolan is a piper, Irish piper, and this is called Morgan Megan. It's a deceptively simple little tune that we just kind of play in a deceptively simple way. How's that? I don't know what I'm saying. That's ridiculous. Here we go. Let's see. Tenpo. Oh, and following that, we're going to have the title tune from the Front Hall Records 03, which is Dudley Laughman's new record, the group that was here on the stage earlier today, and it's Swinging on a Gate, another Irish tune, and there are going to be some surprises somewhere during that, and I better move my guitar. What's going on here? that's an Irish work song. Called Johnny the Sweeper. No. All right, let's play it. This is an example of what you can do with the, if you use the other ends of the hammers, you might be wondering, these are leather face, soft leather. If you use the other ends, you get a sort of sound, which we use for a bit of this. Toby, it's your lead. Dum, 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 do, 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 do. 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Bubble, 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 bubble goes the pan. Furnish better music for the season if you can. See the golden billows, watch their ebb and flow. Sweetest joys indeed we sugar makers know.
You may wax it, you may grain it, fix it anyhow to eat. You will always smack your lips and say 'tis very, very sweet. Oh, had David tasted some 'neath his cedar palace dome, maple sweet had got the praises of the honey and the comb.
Oh, bubble, 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 bubble goes the pan. Furnish better music for the season if you can. See the golden billows, watch the ribbon flow. Sweetest joys indeed we sugar makers know.
Do you say you don't believe it? Take a saucer and a spoon. Though you're sourer than a lemon, you'll be sweeter very soon. Why, the greenest leaves you see on the spreading maple tree, though they sip and sip all summer, will the autumn beauties be.
Oh, bubble, 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 bubble goes the pan. Furnish better music for the season if you can. See the golden billows, watch the ribbon flow. Sweetest joys indeed we sugar makers know.
And for home or love or any kind of sickness, 'tis the thing. Take in allopathic doses and repeat it every spring until everyone you meet, if at home or on the street, will be half a mind to bite you for you look so very sweet.
Oh, bubble, 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 bubble goes the pan. Furnish better music for the season if you can. See the golden billows, watch the ribbon flow. Sweetest joys indeed we sugar makers know.
Watch it.
Bubble, 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 bubble goes the pan. Furnish better music for the season if you can. See the golden billows, watch the ribbon flow. Sweetest joys indeed we sugar makers know.
I don't know whether you have to be a union member to do all this. Here's a golden oldie.
I used to be a rambler. I've rambled around this town. I used to be a rambler. I've rambled around this town. I courted pretty Polly and I've been all around.
On your extreme right is Robin Christensen, and my name is Tony Salatan, and in the middle are the Kosoy sisters, Ellen and Irene, in alphabetical order. This is Ellen.
That's Irene and Tony Salatan, Ellen and Robin. A big welcome for Alistair Anderson.
Thanks. Those are two little hornpipes, Joe Burke's hornpipe and the Fairy Queen. Very bonny little tunes. Here's a couple of very nice tunes, great favourites of mine. First one's quite a well-known Irish tune called The King's Favourite, or as it was originally called, The Irish Shag. Well, it's called The King's Favourite now. Quite an old tune. And then a reel, one of the lovely, gentle, flowing reels called The Tipsy Sailor. This is one I learned from somebody that we in England think of as a singer. He's a singer, guitar player, you know, sort of many traditional songs, like old Nick Jones, but he also plays the fiddle, plays it very well, and this is a tune I got from him. So here's a jig, the King's Favourite, and a reel called The Tipsy Sailor. Time's running out rapidly. Here's a Northumbrian tune, a lovely old Northumbrian tune that was written, so we're told, as a lament on the death of a chap called Sir John Fenwick. Sir John Fenwick was beheaded in 1697 when he tried to assassinate the king, which was, you know, I mean, not exactly the best thing to do in them days. So he lost his head for that on Tower Hill. And he had a lot of supporters up in the country areas of Northumberland, and they wrote this tune for him. In fact, the tune was used as a gathering tune. It was obviously, he was part of the Jacobite cause, and they in fact used the tune as a gathering tune when the Jacobites rose in 1715 and again in 1745. Didn't do him much good then either, it was a good tune. It's called Sir John Fenwick is the Flower Amongst Them All. I've been carrying this other concertina here around with us for the last 2 days on my back, so I better play it to make it worthwhile. Just the same as the other one, just sounds a bit different. Anyone who's got perfect pitch, this is in concert pitch as it was before 1930, so you better cover your ears for the next 2 minutes until you get used to it. Anybody who hasn't got perfect pitch, it sounds just the same, so don't worry about it. It's just slightly rounder sort of a sound. Bill Spence was there, he was playing one of O'Carolan's tunes. O'Carolan, as you know, one of the great musicians of Ireland, lived 1700s, that sort of time, in the days before the word folk music was invented, when everything was just music and you got on and enjoyed it. You didn't have to worry what it was called, you know? And there's an old story goes how one of his best known tunes was written, apparently, so we're told. He was sitting in the pub there in Dublin, quietly in the corner with his harp, and in came this Italian fella who was on holiday. And this Italian fella was a fiddler, so a violinist, on his holidays over there in Dublin. And anyway, the two of them got chatting, you know, and a few pints of Guinness, a few tunes, a few more pints of Guinness, a few more tunes, a few more. Pretty great night to have, by Jove, wonderful. You know, but at the end of the night, this Italian, he would play one of his party pieces, you see. And he gets the fiddle out, you know, and he's playing away. All kinds of clever stuff, you see. Well, of course, a carol, and he sat there very polite, you know, listening to all this. Lovely that lad, by, wonderful. Grand, play away, killer. Of course, it's more Northumbrian in them days, you see. Oh, lovely, wonderful. Of course, when he was finished, him being an Irishman, he would have the last word. So he picked up his harp and instantly on the spur of the moment, he composed a piece of music. And he called it O'Carolan's Concerto. I can't say this. The thing is, no, as I was saying, it's a really popular tune to this day, although actually it's changed quite a lot. One day, if you've got some time, I'll play what it actually sounded like when he first wrote it. But anyway, it's still a popular tune. All stand there crying into their Guinness, thinking what a great bloke Carolan was. But sadly, they always forget about the poor old Italian and the piece of music he played. And that went something like this. Thank you.